Blog Talk Radio.
Lord God, it is our desire to be pleasing in your sight and to go forth with power. You said that you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. So we want to be the sons and daughters that you're calling for. This is our prayer.
Spirit, let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Good afternoon, and God bless you, listening audience. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and glad tidings. This is Global Gospel, and certainly we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. We're grateful today to be in the land of the living, for it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is his faithfulness towards us. And so the opening song today, Abide in Me, Donnie Mack and his inspirational services, Danny Mack and his inspirational servants. And certainly we are grateful again to share this opportunity with you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our call-in number is 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Global Gospel, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. Please look for us on those platforms as well. You can connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. We are on Instagram. And certainly if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All our episodes are archived. You can listen any time of day or night. Certainly we want to shout out our sponsors on today, Abyssinia, MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Grandma Etta's Quilting, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Third Lounge. Thank God for you and for you. Certainly we want you to know that you can connect with Global Gospel by writing Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331 in Hempst, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can also email globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. If there is a thought, a story, a testimony, a ministry, if there's something that you would like to share with the listening audience, please reach out and connect with us. Again, this is Global Gospel. And certainly we thank God for the opportunity to share with our listeners around the world. We want to shout out those that are listening: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Nevada, California, Michigan, Illinois. Thank God for those that are in the continental United States. To those in Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, the Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, to those that are in Sierra Leone. We have those in Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. And so just as I was saying that, Switzerland, I thought about how the world lost a living legend, Tina Turner. And just by coincidence, you know, when someone passes away, we always find out this information. So I didn't realize that Ike Turner and Tina Turner recorded a gospel album in the 70s, like around 1974. And so I did intend to share that music, but perhaps we'll share that again at a later time. Maybe we won't get to it today. But again, thank you for our listeners that are listening in around the world. Shout out to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walkers, the McCoys, the Jones, the Lathams, the Bowers, Cox, Fells, Robinson, the Tally. Thank God for you and you, all those that are listening in. And certainly feel free to leave a comment, and we will definitely shout you out on this episode. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And certainly today we came with the message of Jesus Christ, because it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. We came to let the world know, to let you know, that because of Christ, all things are possible. We came to let you know that Christ has a comprehensive plan of salvation for your life, that if you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to free you, to save you, and to set you free. We want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God. Certainly, you can ask him the hard thing on today, and certainly he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, or according to his power that works within us. And so today you may have thought about giving up, you may have thought about throwing in the towel, but we came to let you know that you don't have to do that today. You don't have to be suicidal, because Christ came that you might have it more life and have it more abundantly. And so all you have to do is accept, believe, and confess. And certainly once you've done that, you can apply God's word to your life, to every situation and every area of your life. And so we want you to know that today, yes, the gospel is here for you. And so we pray that something is said to help you on your way, to help you on your journey, to help you through the day-to-day troubles and cares of this life. Because certainly the enemy is real, but certainly God is real too. And certainly God is greater than any giants that we face. So we encourage you to stay tuned during this hour as we share more gospel music with you and as we share from you the scriptures from the word of God. This next selection, Tamela Mann, Finished Work. Stay tuned and be blessed.
When you step in, the battle's won. There is no question or need to ask. It's already finished. When you start moving, everything changes. When you come through, nothing stays the same. There is no doubting or need to wonder. It's already finished. Yeah, I put my hope in you. If you touch it, it's a finished work. When you're healing, it's a finished work. Yeah. Hold on, before it all starts, you have the answer. It's already finished. When I was hurting, you made me a promise that you'd stay here, never leave my side. That's why I trust you, Lord. Now we're
finished work. We thank God for the finished work of Jesus Christ. Certainly he has done all that he needed to do when he came and he lived, when he died, when he was buried, and certainly when he rose and now seated at the right hand of the Father. Certainly he has finished what he needed to do, and certainly now we need to allow God to do what he wants to do in our life. So we want to share a passage of scripture with you, our listening audience, on today. And certainly we know that Tamela Mann always leaves us looking for more, always looking for more. And so we want to share a particular passage of scripture with you today from the book of James, chapter 3, and we are going to read verses 1 through 12. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and be able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive? Can the fig tree, my brother, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. I speak life. Donald Lawrence. Stay tuned.
Struggling for their lives. Distressed. The depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health. Blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world. Especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister. I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing it.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother.
Say it again.
Life, you shall live and not die. God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your words, it is spirit and it is life. We pray on today that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by your power divine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As you can see from the topic today, the title today simply says, speak life, speak life, speak life. And Donald Lawrence said, I speak life. And so we read from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And certainly there's a few other passages of scripture that I want to share with you on today that you can look at and read in your study time. One passage of scripture, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 5 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despises his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Verse 7 says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Can I repeat that again? Be swift to hear and slow to speak. And I probably said it before. One of my elementary teachers, Mrs. Cambridge, told us, we have two ears and one mouth. That means you should use your ears more than you use your mouth. And so as we look at the message for today to speak life, and as we read the scriptures that tell us about our tongues and our mouths and our lips, there are some definitions. I would like to define language. Is language. Language can be defined as the principal method of human communication, consisting of words used in a structured and conventional way and conveyed by speech, writing, or gesture. It is also a system of communication used by a particular country or community. As we look at the word also, we look at the word speech. And so we know that a speech is an extension of our language. And as we look at language, there are several languages. And so one of the most common we've probably heard of the Romance languages, sometimes referred to as Latin languages or Neo-Latin languages. And so basically, and to make a long story short, they have the same derivative. There are a numerous evolved from late Latin and is spoken in its spoken form, often called Vulgar Latin. They are the only extant subgroup of the Italic languages in the Indo-European language family. The five most widely spoken Romance languages by number of native speakers are Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian, and Romanian, which are symbolic of their countries. There are more than 900 million native speakers of Romance languages found worldwide, mainly in the Americas, Europe, and parts of Africa. The major Romance languages also have many non-native speakers and are in widespread use as linguae francae. And so speech is the expression of the ability to express thoughts and feelings by articulate sounds. And so what we can learn from this is we know that they are Romance languages because they, and it talks about the Italic beginning, it's because they originated out of Rome. And we know that it has been said throughout history that all roads lead to Rome, because it was Rome that was in so many ways was designed to conquer the world. It was also Rome that was a bloody city and it had a bloody origin. But today, as we look at speech and speaking life, many of us can remember a time when we spoke out of turn. Think of a time that we regret not speaking up or speaking out. And so it is said that people who cuss, because James talked about sweet and bitter water, how we bless God and curse man. And so it said that people that cuss or swear do so because they have trouble expressing themselves. And so we know Peter was known for that. He was known for swearing. And certainly we know that Moses, he got angry and he struck the rock. And so we know that sometimes people cannot handle their emotions, whether they're called by God or not. Sometimes your emotions can get the best of you. And so, and it's not an excuse, to do what is not right, but we understand that we are emotional beings. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. Sometimes the scripture said there's a blessing coming out of our mouth. Sometimes there's a curse coming out of our mouth. But it is said that people do so, that do these things. Not only that, it says that some people that swear, they have less stress because they let it all out in their swearing. And so that is not an excuse to do that either. It's not an excuse to let out your stress or to be vulgar in speech. But nonetheless, speech is powerful. Words are powerful. And we said that sticks and stones may break my bone, but words may never hurt me. And that is not true, because words, the Bible says, the power over life and death is in the tongue. And so I'm reminded a few weeks ago, I was watching a interview that Maya Angelou was giving, and, you know, she wrote a biography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and certainly she contributed much poetry and things over the years. And she didn't speak for a number of years in her youth because she experienced a very traumatic event as a child. She was raped by someone. And so she told who it was who had inflicted this harm on her. And long story short, someone killed the person that had inflicted this harm upon her. And so she stopped speaking because she thought her words killed. And because she thought, because she told the truth, that this man was dead. But certainly the man had done harm and committed evil act against her. But the truth of the matter is, words do kill and words do bring life. And so we never want to be guilty of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. And sometimes we know that once we put something out there, you can't take it back. You can apologize. You can't say, I'm sorry. But once that word has been put out, you cannot take it back. And so words form things. Words destroy relationships, or they build relationships. Words can kill a situation, or it can bring life to a situation. And so sometimes we can speak out of turn, and we can speak before the end result happens, or we can speak out against something, and then we find ourselves guilty of the same thing. So we have to be careful what we say, how we say it, when we say it, and who we say it to, because my aunt tells us we're 2 seconds from where we speak. And so many times people have been in a place of judgment. We know that the prophet came to David and brought him a story, and David, story short, I won't go into it, but David said, oh, the man that did that should be killed. And so the prophet was telling David about his own actions. And so he revealed it. This, you are the man. And so we have to be careful when we stand in the seat of judgment about what someone is doing. And we have to be careful that we're not guilty of the same thing that we're casting judgment on someone else. For the Bible still says, he that is our sin, let them cast the first stone. And certainly if you live in a glass house, it's not scripture, but if you live in a glass house, you can't afford to throw stones. And certainly all of us have found ourselves in situations, or our family members in situations, or someone around us in situations that were not so nice, situations that may have brought them into a court of law, may have brought condemnation, and may have brought wrath or vengeance out of someone else. And so we have to be careful today that when we are involved in a situation, that we speak life, that we see ourselves and we see others better than we are today, that we see ourselves. You may be sick, but don't go and tell the person, oh, you're sick, you're bad off, you're going to die, this, that, and the other. It has been said by so many people, and we know that when you're in a coma, people still hear. We hear that when dying or in a situation like that, critical situation, that your hearing is the last thing to leave you. And people have lived to tell the story that people came to visit them and they said, oh, they're not going to make it. They're going to die, this, that, and the other. And so we have to be careful when we're around sick people or vulnerable people that we speak life. Nobody wants to hear that it's over. Nobody wants to hear that you're going to die. Nobody wants to hear that you're terminally sick. But even if you're sick, we have to remind ourselves that all sickness is not unto death. And how do we do that? We speak life. person shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We speak healing that by his stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. We have to remember that, yes, somebody may be in prison, they may be in jail, they may be in a court of law, but Christ came to set the captives free. Yes, they may be down and out and brokenhearted, but he came to heal the brokenhearted. And so today we remind ourselves to speak life, because those words that you put out are growing. Those words that you put out are festering. They're settling somewhere in a person, in someone's ear, in the atmosphere. And certainly you want to create an atmosphere of life. And so we speak life, and today we speak life to our family, to our friends, to our neighbors. We speak life to our coworkers, to our places of employment. We speak life to those members of our body that just don't seem to want to coordinate and function the way they should. We speak life because God said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so because God is life, we have life today. We have it more abundantly. And in Revelation, it tells about a city. It tells about the city with the tree of life there. And certainly we know today to God's word is true. And so we continue to encourage ourselves and speak life. There's a whole lot of things you could say. You can say some nasty things. You can say some evil things. You can bring up some hurtful things. You can bring up somebody's past. But instead of bringing up the past, how about you speak into the future, that the sun will come out tomorrow, that the sun will shine again, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I speak life. Stay tuned and be encouraged.
Yeah. How many people are encouraged tonight?
That's it. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. That was Donald Lawrence again. I speak life and encourage yourself in the Lord. Don't look for anybody else to do it, but you encourage yourself in the Lord your God and know that you can and you will through that. You can and you will because God can and God will. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. You have a few minutes. We want to hear from you on this Saturday afternoon. 619-924-0800. Call us. Tell us where you're calling from. Tell us where you're listening in from. 619-924-0800. You know, the world is full of a lot of things, full of hate, full of anger, and certainly it behooves us, the body of Christ, the body of believers, to be full of love, because love conquers all. And as it pertains to us, God's love covers a multitude of sin. And so we encourage you to love God today and to love people today and to stand on Christ, for he is the solid rock.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. You were faithful in the storm, I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when
you sink in sand.
The solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Bree Babineau. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listening audience around the world, we have come just about to the conclusion of the hour. I have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I was sitting up here watching the clock and I missed you.
Okay, all right. All right, tell us who you are.
Elijah Wiggins.
All right, thank you,
Elijah Wiggins.
Where are you calling from?
Sorry. I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right. Thank you, Uncle down there in Maryland. We pray God's blessings on your life
right.
and your family. You catch us next time.
Right.
All right.
I will.
God bless. Blessings.
All right.
Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We'll give you one more minute if you want to call in. One more minute. Again, we thank you for listening in today. Proverbs 18 and 21. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And also remember, we shared with you today from the book of James, and James talks about our tongue and how unruly it can be. And certainly we know that the Lord will be a bridle for our tongue, and certainly we need the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide within us, that we'll be able to know when to speak and when not to speak, when to speak up, when to speak out, when to back down, when to back out, when to be silent. And certainly we know that sometimes silence is golden. So certainly we continue to trust and believe God. And certainly we're going to close with the selection from the name of the group is House Fire. The selection is Rest on Us. And as saying that, we need God's Spirit to rest on us, to live in us, and certainly to abide with us at all times, and certainly that we are able to speak life. So with that being said, we are going to close in prayer. Remember, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly you can listen to this message immediately following this episode in its entirety, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Also listen to us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for this day that we allow to share with the listening audience and let them to know about the love of Jesus, that certainly Christ's love for us allowed him to go to a cross and allowed him to shed his blood. For without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. But thank you, God, that you didn't stay in the grave. We thank you, God, that you rose victoriously with all power in your hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. God, our Father, we thank you today that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need today. And so today, God, we pray for all those that are sick and afflicted, those that need healing in their body, to those that are incarcerated, locked up and locked out and locked away and forgotten about. God, we pray that you remember them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that there is a Savior, that there is a God that sees all and knows all, that sits high and looks low. We pray for today those that have a financial situation, those that have a housing need, those that are in distress, those that are in turmoil, those that are bereaved, those that are grieving, God. Remember everybody everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. And then, God, we ask that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out, God. God, ask that you keep, you're able to keep us from falling, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you that you're able to cover us with your blood. We thank you for your traveling mercy, that you go with us wherever we go, to and from the dangerous highways and byways. Remember those in school as the school year comes to a close. Remember everybody everywhere. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Rest on us until we meet again.